Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for allowing me to stand before you, dear children, Father. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you're going to use this meal this morning, and at the end of you, receive the glory. I'm just a man, Father, a slave to you, Almighty God, willing to be to serve you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray and I believe. Amen. Before I read what I was going to read, I want to read a scripture from Psalm 27, just to encourage you. Psalm 27. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Yes? Yeah, you have to. Amen. Psalm 27, and this is from the verse 1. I'm not going to read all of it. It's just part of it. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." I just love this. "Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall." Glory to God. That's the kind of God we serve. Hallelujah. He's a God that is on our side all the time, every minute, every second. That is one of my favorite psalms of all. I just love to read that every time. Sometimes I have it driving my bus and I say, "The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I fear?" And because I know fear cripple every single one of us, we are going through fear sometimes. I always say that scripture when I feel fear. And it doesn't matter if you preach every Sunday, stand here, I also face fear sometimes. Now today I want to share you, last time I remember sitting here, I've shared you about the power of your word, if you remember. This one, what I'm about to share with you, is called similar to what the last time. I want to talk to you about rejection. Rejection. It's a very sensitive subject, but we have to talk about it because that's how we're going to become victorious through the rejection, whatever things you're going in life today. Now, I was trying to look for, there's so many scriptures that I could come up with to share with you. But I'm going to read from the book John, chapter 1:11. John 1:11. It says, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." Another Bible is, "On they rejected him." They didn't want him. And it's so amazing that Jesus, he came for his own children, but his own children, they did not want him. I want to share about something called rejection. Rejection we all experience in our daily basis. You have never maybe experienced, but at some point in your life, you will experience rejection. Rejection does not choose your color. It does not choose where you're from. It does not choose if you're a pastor, not a pastor. It does not choose if you're a leader of the country. Recently, we have seen a prime minister, the conservative, had a voice of no confidence. In other words, that we don't really trust you can run the country. So we're going to vote for you that we don't want his vote. It can go to the prime minister, even to the queen. That's rejection. We all get rejected at some point in our life. You get rejected from the job you apply for. They say you're not good enough. Or maybe you apply for the job and that job, they say, "You know what? We don't really want you because you don't have the qualification we're looking for. Maybe we just don't like you." They have so many reasons. Rejection can also be from the relationship, from your partner. They didn't want you, they leave you, that you're alone. That is also rejection. From friends, from colleagues. Rejection from your mother, from your father, from your brother, from your husband. Whatever that is, we all experience rejection in our daily basis, either you like it or not. And if you're not through it at this point, you will face it. It doesn't matter. He doesn't choose who you are. Now, rejection is one of the very common spirit, the demonic attack that the enemy is using. This is one of the best schemes that he's always using to the believers. Now, the problem about rejection, most of us, we don't know that the reason of that we are so bitter, resentful, and hostile and unforgiving is because of the source of it is rejection. Because we hold in so much, we have been rejected for so long, so that's why sometimes we are so bitter toward other people because of rejection. Now, don't get me wrong, rejection also is a very good thing because God also brings rejection to our own good. It's too personal. This is revelation from me, from God this morning. I was just sitting there thinking, Lord, what else? They say rejection also is from God, can cause you to be rejected in a place of a job that you apply for your own protection. for your new direction in life. Sometimes God allow you not to get that job because He's got another purpose and plan for your life. Maybe God is rejecting you because you didn't get that job, because God is saying, I've got something better that I've in store for you, for your life. So I've got something new for you, a new assignment in your own life. God said, this is what I want to do. And sometimes God, He has to do that, because if it was for our own self, we'll never choose that path. So God, He has to intervene, so that when He intervened, then you say, well, and you will know if it's from God or it's not from God. Because at the moment, even if you lost that job, or people they have rejected around you, you have, even though they've let you go or they don't love you, people don't love you and they left you in your life, you will still have the peace of God. Peace that passes all understanding that will be upon you. And then there's this kind of rejection that is from the enemy himself, the devil, that is using for all Christians today. That Christian we experience every single day. This rejection is always leave this horrible feeling, horrible wound in our mind, in our memories, that the devil is continue to use for a Christian, because he knows that if I can attack, because what the rejection does, it attacks the very you, the very being of you, the deep side of you, your identity. And his job is to destroy your purpose in life. The problem about rejection is this, is also bring down your self-esteem. Once you apply for a job and they don't want you for some reason, you feel, why me? Why they've rejected me? Your self-esteem goes down, because now you're thinking, maybe I'm not qualified good enough. Then how come they decided me? That's the rejection from the enemy. The enemy is using rejection so that he can get us to lose the track of what God has in store for us, so that you lose your plan and goals and dreams that God has in store for you. So he's rejecting you from whatever that maybe he used, your parents or whatever he's going to use. But rejection is so much there for Christian today. And we don't recognize that we are suffering through rejection as a Christian today. Now, when God created us human beings, yeah, he never wanted you and me to feel rejected or abandoned. That was not his intention. When God created you, his plan was for good for you. Nothing else. That's what he had in store for all of us. Now, the enemy, he knows that if I can use rejected the Christian today, they'll lose focus on what God has in store for them. And that's what he's doing today. So this is, even though the enemy is meant for evil, sometimes God can use it for the good. Now, his desire, God, for all of us is to realize that he has created us to be loved, to be appreciated, and to be accepted. And that's what God wants from all of us. Now, you have to remember now, the devil is the opposite of that. Because God has created you to be loved, to be accepted, and to be appreciated, to be worthy. The devil, he wants to speak the opposite of that, which is untruth. To lie to all of us, that's you and me. And what is it? He's going to whisper to all of us, it doesn't matter who you are. Remember, Jesus said, the devil is the father of liars. From the beginning, he was lying. And his lies is consistently. He never stopped lying to us. So what he does in the rejection, he will tell you, you're unworthy. Because if I tell you I'm unworthy, it means that you lose focus what God has in store for you. He will tell you, you're not appreciated whatever you do in your family. Your mother does not love you. Your parents don't care about you. Whatever that is, the enemy is going to use to whisper to all of us that you're not loved, you're unworthy, you're not appreciated. Because all of us, we have the nature of God, which is we love, we like to be loved. It doesn't matter how old you are, you can be 75, whatever, a young you are, we are all created to be loved by God, because we all have the God's nature in all of us. Even for those people who don't believe in God, they also longing for the love. And God said, the reason Jesus was sent for us is because God, he wanted us to reveal the truth about our true identity. It was because of the sin that caused God to separate himself from us. Then when he sent his son, because at this point now, we didn't know that we are worthy, we are more powerful, we are appreciated, we are loved by God. And God said, I need to send my son for this, my children to know who they are. Because at this point, we didn't know who we are, that we are loved by God because of sin. Now, the song we just sang earlier, this is the song that was in my heart all this week. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Now, most Christians today, we are struggling because of that type of rejection. So we have people who feel unworthy, unloved, not appreciated in the society today. And the enemies continue to use that. It's been a stronghold over their life. This is the, they cannot do anything. And the danger of the rejection is they send people to what call a comfort zone, where you don't want to try anything else. Now, there's a few things I'm going to mention to you. The fruit which can of the rejection. A few of them. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to jump because of time. And unless maybe you're going to identify yourself, because I have been through that before. And it's not the last time that I'm going to be rejected, because I know I'm going to encounter it. But the only way for me to overcome it is to know where it is in my life. Okay. Now, rejection, there's so many fruit of them. I'm going to read a few of them. And one of them is rebellion in both in children and adults. That when you have been faced rejection, you become rebellious. You don't want to respond to anybody. You think, you know what? This is how I'm going to respond, because you reject me, I'm going to be rebellious of anything. You just be rebellious over everything. Another one, we have this kind of fabricated personality. Being somebody you are not, in order to be accepted in the society. We do that. That's the person who faced rejection. Now, because we want to fit in the society. That's one of the fruit of the rejection. Another one is tendency to reject others so that you are not the first one to be. So even when people are trying to show you some love, you don't want to be next to them. You don't want to be close to them, because you have been, someone has already rejected you before. Now you build this defensive mechanism to say, you know what? I don't want you to come closer to me. So you're the one, you start to reject them first. So if I come to, even though I'm intention to say hello to Pastor Terry, you don't want to give me your hand. You put your hands behind it because you are sending me a signal. I don't really want to talk to you. It's because of rejection that you have experienced, so you don't want to talk to me. But even me, I came to here to say hello to you, but you don't want, because that's what you have experienced in life. Rejection is so terrible that it's affected church today. And it's spread all over now. You will see the more of it. And then rejection. This is one that I'm feeling sorry for the young kid. They say they need to fit in or be accepted by other can be a part of everything. The need to fit in or be accepted by others and be a part of everything. 75% of young people today, they do things in order to get approval from their friends. I don't know if that statistic is true, but we live in a time where the social media is running our children. Now, I was reading an article a few days ago. There's something called FOMO. That means fear of missing out. Fear of missing out. I never knew there's such a thing. Now, this fear of missing out comes because of the social media that is happening right now to our children. Now, our children, in order for them to feel that they're loved and they're appreciated, it comes from their friend outside of church today. That in order, they don't want to miss out on anything. If there's any new trend out there, the new video, the new music thing, they want to know about it. So what they will do, they will spend time on the mobile. Because if you go to school and you don't have that new iPhone or iPod, whatever it is, they think you're old, you're out of fashion. So the young people, they will face this rejection in the future life as you've never seen before. We're living in the time where the society is telling our young kids, you know what? This is how, in order for you to be cool, you need to have, you don't want to miss out on the 30 things in life. And that's the enemy is lying to our children. It's going to affect all of us. And I tell you, if we don't do anything about it now and speak to our kids, I speak to my boys every single day. And I tell them, I say to them who you are. And I tell them every so many, I speak to them. Now it is my responsibility, because if I don't tell him, the society out there, people don't believe in God, they will do exactly that. Because it's the social media running the country right now. And it affects you. So our children, when they come home, they're rebellious, they don't want to talk to us. It's because what they've heard in school, you're not cool enough. You're not good enough. So, and then they come home and say, Daddy, can I have this? I say, no, let me explain it to you why I say no to you. Because you're a Christian. We don't follow that. We follow this. We are Christian in this house. And I explain to them. And if they're growing up knowing that they've been rejected in school, they cannot even perform in their future life, because what happened, rejection kills dreams and goals in life and purpose. In other words, these kids, someone send a message to them. And nowadays, people, they send horrible things. Someone sent me a video this week. It stays in my brain to this. This guy was having an accident. He sent me this, and I open it, and I look, and that image stuck into my brain. And I thought to myself, what is it? Why are we live in a time where you think, you know what, I can just, very honestly, you're opening, you just want to find out. But that is a fear of missing out, because you, even us, is affecting us. If it affects me. And what I do now, I say, I have to make a decision to say, it is with the mind I serve the Lord. I am not going to touch this. I'm not going to open this video, because I don't know what is good about it. Do you hear what I'm trying to say, people of God? Rejection is affecting the church today. And if we don't do anything about it, it's going to affect our children, especially when they're growing up. You know what? The Christian now, the number of suicide in Christian is going up high, because they don't know their true identity. Another one is say, inability to be corrected or to receive constructive criticism. You're always right. You have the last opinion. You don't want to be told that, you know what, you're wrong. It's rejection. Because if someone has rejected your opinion before, now you say, I'm going to stand for what I believe, even though it is wrong. That is a spirit of rejection. And as long as you continue to do that, you never progress. Do you see what I'm trying to say? See, you never progress at all. Tendency to blame God for why? Why are you creating me this way? Why do you give me long food? You have every reason. You're always trying to. Why you give me feet that are too big? We always have the reason to blame God. That is the spirit of rejection. You think your identity, it only comes when other people see how you look. And that's not the case. That's because there's too much rejection in our life. And because our tendency is to love and to be appreciated and to be accepted in the society. And that's what is very important. We pray for our pastor. You pray for him. We pray for him. I pray for my pastor, because he's doing so much. But behind the scene, pastors are going so much you don't know about. There's a church to run. They've got a family to run. They've also got a ministry to run. But we also need to pray for them. It doesn't matter who you are. You need to be accepted. You need to be feel like, you know what? I'm doing something. I was watching, what his name, this guy, Donald Trump, the other day. He himself, he was asking the journalist, some of the people who works with them, you know, to be appreciated. And I thought, even this guy, he wants to be, you know, accepted in this, in people who work with him. So it doesn't matter who you are, you will experience this in life. Praise the Lord. Another one is, rejection creates an environment where you starve for love or just don't fit in. Is that, you know what? Because they've left me, because they don't want to deal with me anymore, I don't want to go out there and look for someone else who can love me. Because you think you're not good enough anymore. So even though you have that desire inside of you to be loved and to be by somebody else, and you think that it is wrong for you to go there because you're scared, maybe they're going to reject you. Let me tell you one thing. That desire for you to be loved is coming from God. It's not from you. Any desire of any good thing is not originate from you. So for you to be loved with your sense, you want to be loved with somebody else, it's from the Lord himself. So it's the enemy who's trying to tell you, don't go out there because I don't think they're going to love you. No, it's the enemy. It's a spirit of rejection. So it's the enemy is trying to tell you, don't go out there. But what you have to remember, if you're longing to be loved, it is from God. It is this desire. Your desire is to be loved. If you want to find yourself another person in your life, well, go ahead and do it, because if that's what you feel, go ahead. But don't allow the spirit of rejection to stop you to do that. Hallelujah. There's so many of them. I'm going to announce this one. Envy and jealousy. And even hate can be rooted in rejection. We have Christian in the church, even outside the church. If you find yourself, you're always envy and jealous toward other people, maybe because of the spirit of rejection that you've experienced in the past. Just because someone else, they think they're doing well, you are jealous for them because you didn't experience what they experienced. Glory to God. I expect it to be quiet because it's very sensitive. But I'm hoping that this will help you. It's going to help you. Really deep down, it's going to help you. The reason that you're so bitter, resentful, and you're unforgiving is because of that. And by you recognize that, one thing that we have to do is to recognize rejection. You have to speak about it. The best way to deal with rejection is to talk about it. You will face about it today. If it's not today, tomorrow. But how you deal with it, speak about, talk about it. Your wife, your husband, your mother, your friend, talk to them. Because that's how you overcome it. Hallelujah. You have to remember, you have to deal with it. You have to discover which area of your life that you have experienced rejection over your life. Because the Bible says, who the Son set free is a free indeed. Now, as a Christian, I take that word and I apply it into my life. You have to remember, when people lay out from your job, it doesn't mean that it's end of you. The Bible says that the Lord God Almighty, He will supply all your need according to His rich in glory in Christ Jesus. So for you losing your job, it doesn't mean it's the end of you. For people leaving you, it doesn't mean that God is not with you. He said, even when your mother and your father forsake you, I will be with you. This is how you defend yourself from the enemy. When you have been laid off, you say, you know what, God, you're the one you're going to supply all of my need. That's according to your word. They don't give me this job, but I'm not going to afraid of them. I'll tell you a story. 2 weeks ago, I was going to work and I was wondering, because sometimes I do think, and I would have this thought in my brain. And this thought was, I do fear. I work 6 hours, 6 days a week sometimes, most of the time. And I was wondering, say, Lord, is it possible if I can do a few days, maybe 5 days? Because it really drove me farther from you, and I really want to spend more time with you. And this was just in my head. And I had that fear of, you know, not having enough income is the enemy. And I say, okay, I just leave it there. It was my thoughts. It was not a prayer, Pastor. It was just a thought. Driving God to work. I just have a thought as a human being like everybody else. And then I said, you know, let me just switch my radio. I've got a Bible CD on the video on my car. The moment I switch on, the first word that came out from the Bible, from that verse, from the radio says, Father, all I have is a gift from you. This was Jesus praying. And God just reminded me there and there, all that you have right now is a gift from me. Your life is a gift from me. The car you're driving is a gift from me. Everything that you own, your kids that you wore, the word you're going to feed them is a gift from me. Everything that you own, it is mine. Here is Jesus telling his Father that everything that I have is a gift from you. Who am I? The problem is most of us believers, we believe but we don't trust the Lord. I'm trying to explain that to you because I've lost you there. Believe is something else. People, they can believe you that I believe in me can do that. But don't trust is going to show up. Believe is something else and trust is something else. Trust is when you have a relationship with somebody. You know, if I ask you if you didn't even knew me, can you give me your house key? You won't give it to me because I'm a stranger to you. We have to build a relationship before. You come to my house, I give a cup of tea, you find to know who am I, you know my character, you know my attitude, and then we become friends. And once we become friends, I start knowing you more, and then I start to trust you. And the more I trust you, the more I say, okay, Ben, you can go home. Can you just go to my house and have the key? That's how we build a friendship. And the Lord said to me, this is the problem. Most Christians, they believe in me, but they don't really trust me. He was also talking to me. The only way for you to trust the Lord is when you read His word and discover who He is in His word. And when He says to us that I will supply all of your need according to His riches, you know, even though I have problem of finance, God, He will supply all my needs because I know He is the provider and not the job that I'm working on. Do you see what I'm coming from? So you have to build, in order for you to trust God, you have to build a relationship with Him. You can trust God. We can believe God, come to church every Sunday, but it's something else to trust God. Trusting the Lord, it comes by reading the word of God and clinging on His truth, and His truth is the word of God. And that's how we're fighting the enemy. So when he tells you something else, you say, you know what? I trust the Lord. Why? Because I know who my God is. He's the same God who took the children of Israel from the slave land to the promised land. If God say, I came to set the captive free, you are also free. Free from rejection, free from all your fears. Then you have to believe that truth and you apply that in your daily life. The reason we don't trust God is because we don't spend much time with Him. So we believe Jesus died on the cross for us, but we don't really trust Him. So we see God is, you know what, God, that's why we don't want to give. Sorry to say that. But that's the reality. Because we think God is not capable. God, He has no idea what is happening. If God can answer my thoughts and give me tell me exactly what is happening, it's not the same God who can provide the food on the table for my family. He is. So that's the problem most of us Christians today. We're struggling because we don't want to really trust the Lord. So I wanted to encourage you this morning. The enemy will continue to whisper to all of us. Rejection is a terrible thing. Very terrible. And the only way to overcome rejection, first of all, you have to understand it. Your validation does not come from people or from the company you work for. Your validation of who you are in this life does not come from people, what they say is about you, or they don't come from the people who rejected and didn't want to give the job. Well, you have to remember that they have come to kill and to destroy. But I came to give you life and life to the fullest. In other words, you have to remember when they say to you that, you know what, you know, we don't want to give you a job. But you have to remember that this is all is a lie of the enemy. If thief come to kill and to destroy, you have to remember that. What do you do when a thief comes to your house? You shout. You're going to do something about it. You're not going to just sit there and let this thief steal everything that you have. No, you do something about it. And Jesus said, I came to give you life and life to the fullest. Now, how do you do that? You take that word of God and you apply in your daily life. That's how you deceive. When you're screaming at the thief when he comes to your house, that's how exactly you apply your word to the enemy. The problem, Christian, we don't. Our validation does not come from people. It comes from the Lord Himself. Hallelujah. And that's what God has in store for all of us. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And we have to believe that. Because otherwise this is going to hold all of us. And we live our life because, you know what? I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think that God is able to deliver me from this situation. But God is able. Hallelujah. Do not allow rejection to determine your next action in life. Don't allow that. Because the action that you take sometimes is because of what other people talks about you or says about you. That's not you. You have to come back into the Word of God. And as you have to ask another thing yourself, listen, say, is what the people say is about, is it true or is it accurate about you? If it is not, forget about it. Because the Bible says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And God created you, He said, I have a good plan for you. That's the truth about you. And as long as you have that truth inside of you, you can overcome anything. Any stronghold, any rejection that you're going to face tomorrow when you go to work, when people show that they don't love you, that sometimes hateful people, they're there to make your destiny better, to be honest, really. And when you go out there, all you have to do, you know, God, I'm going to this place. I know they don't like me, but let me ask you, God, can you protect me, be with me? And God, He's so faithful. This is how amazing our Father is. He is so faithful to the little thing, to the small detail thing that you think He doesn't know about it. He said, even the number of your hair, I know them by name. He accounted them. There's hair number 1 into number 25. He knows them. That's how much He cares about you. That's how much He loves you so much. So when He sent His Son, He said, this is how much I love you. I want to know you. This I send, Master, because I want to know that you are loved, appreciated, you are worthy. The other thing that you hear is from the devil. I love you. And I care about you. And you say, all that you've experienced in your life in the past, I can break that loser today. Hallelujah. He is a loving Father. Your true identity comes by knowing God and trusting Him. And forgive those people who have rejected you in your life. Hallelujah. Because when you do that, tell you what, God is going to open doors after door. Don't allow rejection of a man to define your destiny, to determine your next step of action in your life. Or you have to understand that they may reject you maybe for the good purpose. But some rejection, if you know, you still have that memory inside of your brain, you still have that bitter lump on your chest and you feel horrible, you know that it's from the enemy. Pray about it and say, Lord, I'm going to let that go and I want you to start a new chapter. Because when God is with you, He will start a new chapter. The dream that you had before, God will say, I'm going to bring new dreams back to your life. I'm going to resurrect new goals in your life. Maybe you had goals, but because people, they reject because you're not qualified, God said, no. Just leave me for me. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's your Father in heaven. He who the Son set free is a free indeed. Hallelujah. And that's the truth. You have to remember yourself every time when you open this book, it talks about you. And when it talks about you, take it to the heart and believe and live it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father is so good. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's magnificent. Hallelujah. He's so powerful. And sometimes I just sit there and I just imagine how wonderful God is. Don't go by your feeling because you can come to church, you have horrible feeling. Don't go by your feeling because your feeling can deceive you. So when you come to church, your feeling tells you, I don't feel like to pray. Don't worry. Just stand and say, Lord, you're awesome, God. Raise up your hand because worship, it is a personal thing. It's between you and your God. So raise up your hands. Say, Lord, I thank you because you know exactly what is happening in my life. But I know you're going to help me to come out of this strong in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. I'm going to pray as well. Praise the Lord.